Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for August the 17th. Today's devotion is entitled, Worship is about God's order, not ours. We'll be looking at the New Testament reading from the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 3. But I want you to understand that the head of every man is Christ. The head of a wife is her husband, and the head of Christ is God. Paul began this section by commending the Corinthians for remembering him and holding fast to the traditions he had believed. The Greek word here, paradosis, literally means that which is handed down, and can also be rendered ordinances or instructions. In this context, it points to the apostolic teaching Paul had given concerning the orderliness of worship. On that foundation, he set forth a principle of headship. Christ is the head of every man, the husband is the head of his wife, and God is the head of Christ. This order is not rooted in human culture, but in God's design. Even in heaven, there is order in worship, for the Son, though fully equal with the Father, submits to him. Paul even notes that this practice is because of the angels. We see that in verse 10. Pointing to the reality that heavenly beings witness our worship. The order of submission seen in heaven is to be mirrored on earth so that the worship of the church reflects the worship of heaven. Paul later clarifies that man and woman are interdependent. You see that in verses 11 and 12. And elsewhere affirms our equality in Christ in Galatians 3:28. Thus, headship is not about superiority of worth, but about unity in Christ and the complementary diversity of gifts and roles expressed through God's ordained order. Our culture prizes interdependence and often rejects authority, insisting that worship be shaped by personal preference. Yet Paul reminds us that worship is not about us, it's about God. True worship reflects his design, not ours. And in doing so, we join the worship of heaven. Just as Christ glorifies the Father through willing submission, so we glorify Christ by embracing his word and his order. In the church, this means joyfully honoring the roles God has given us, not with envy or pride, but with humility. When we worship according to his instructions, we mirror the harmony of heaven. I must therefore ask myself, do I submit to God's order in worship, or do I insist on my own way? Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for the good order you have given in creation, in the church, and in heaven. Help us to honor your instructions for worship with humility and reverence. May our worship reflect the submission and unity of heaven so that Christ is exalted above all. In Jesus' name, amen.